Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
So, good morning. We got lots going on today, including the gay games at 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Gaga tickets on the line. It's TJ versus me. And you win by picking who you think will win. TJ did win yesterday, but I feel like there's a big comeback coming today.
Oh, we'll see. Really?
And, of course, stay K or vacay at 7 at 9, $5,000 or a Napa Valley wine tour. It's up to you. Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
BuzzFeed put together a list of first date icks that are bad enough to cancel a second date. I want to highlight three that really stood out to me. 49% of people said they wouldn't go on the second date with someone if they called the server m'lady.
Yeah.
Half of people said they wouldn't go out with someone if they called themselves a professional cuddler.
All right.
57% said they're done if their date keeps saying tee-hee every time you say something mild.
Yeah, I'd get out of there too. Yikes.
Oh my God. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, listen, it's a hot week. It's a beautiful week. It's the first Pride back in person. I didn't think it could get any better. And then Beyonce dropped a brand new track at midnight. Yeah. We're going to be playing it this morning. She knew, like, it's New York Pride this weekend and Toronto Pride. She knew what she was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, incredible.
Producer Leah.
Honestly, the same thing that with Jax.
Yeah, yeah.
All I can think about is Beyonce. It's Beyonce Day today. She dropped a song, and that's all that matters.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
How about this? There's somebody in Toronto who is trying to sell the second floor of their house.
Of course.
Okay.
How much would you pay for the second floor of someone else's house? It's a lot more than you would expect because it's Toronto.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, you want to buy a place in Toronto. Prices are actually falling for the first time in like 10 years.
Look at us go.
Now, are they still completely outrageously unaffordable? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But some people are getting creative. A lot of people are thinking, you know what? How much space do I really need? I own this house. Yeah. My family owns this house. We really need all this space for. How about we put the second floor up for sale? And that's literally what somebody did. They're trying to sell the second floor of their house here in Toronto. It's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, and it's listed for just $599,900.
Like
$600,000.
What is happening?
I love this city, like to the depths of my soul, but sometimes I hate it here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that story where somebody posted an ad where there was an apartment for rent, but it was a room in an apartment that shared three beds with complete strangers.
Which is illegal.
Right.
Yeah. It was like $2,000 a month or something.
It's dumb.
What I think you'll find fascinating about this, though, is this is technically called co-ownership. And, you know, Toronto has become, and I don't think we've really realized it, but we've become a world city.
Yes.
And what happens in world cities is real estate goes up like crazy. It's insane. And it becomes hard for people like us to purchase houses. So what they are suggesting, these owners are saying, this is called co-ownership.
Yeah.
And in cities like London, New York, and several other European cities, there's lots of places that are either co-ops or co-ownerships.
Yep.
And there are co-ops here in Toronto.
Yeah.
But basically, there's no maintenance fees. You just split the utilities and the taxes. And you buy. And, you know, I got to give them credit. The upstairs that you would be buying looks like a really nice downtown condo.
It is nice.
And they've got like a double oven. They've got beautiful appliances. It's completely...
Do they have the small fridge or full-size fridge?
Full-size fridge, newly renovated, and dishwasher, everything.
Wait, are you being put on the mortgage if you go into this? Like it's a joint venture
You
kind
are
of
being
thing?
Put on the title. So your mortgage would be yours, but you'd be put on the title of the property.
Okay.
And you'd be able to sell your co-ownership stake in it if you want to. Obviously, there's a few more rules that are different, but essentially, you're half owning a property.
I have read stories where friends get in a business together and they buy, like, they put their money together, they buy a bigger property, and then they split it, and they do something similar here. So I guess what you're doing is cutting out the whole needing a friend thing.
Yeah.
And just having a stranger live below you.
And it's probably better because you're not friends with them, which means if it goes sour, first off, you've got all the legal stuff sorted out. Yeah. You'd have contracts for that. Second, you're not ruining a friendship.
I expected to hate this story, and now I find it kind of smart.
I still do. On principle, I still hate it.
Well, I understand the situation, right? We were told growing up we were all going to go to university and get a house. Yeah, so it's changed. So this is what we get instead.
If it gets you into the market, you know.
That's right.
What do they say? If it gets you into the market.
Get your foot in the door.
That's right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Indigenous Peoples Day 2022.
Yes.
And it's also the first day of summer, which is also lovely. It's kind of nice that they coincide. Just really two great days all in one.
Yes, absolutely.
And we want to highlight some Indigenous-owned businesses today. And we're actually going to be posting a full list on our stories at Virgin Radio Toronto if you want to go and frequent. But this is one of Jax's favorites.
So Likely General, it's on Ronci. It's this incredible gift shop that has everything. I mean, it's got like jewelry, books, amazing candles. TJ, I know you're a candle guy.
Pardon me?
Like, got homeware, a bunch of really cool stuff.
Are they the type of candles that, you know, last? Like the expensive candles?
Oh, they're the good candles. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I've been going to Likely General for years. I didn't actually realize that they were Indigenous owned. Just a wonderful shop. I was saying it earlier, like, they have gotten me out of some conundrums. You know when you leave
a gift
in the last minute? Yeah. And then you're like, what do I get? And then you find something that's even better than you could have ever imagined. But Likely General is unreal. They have wonderful hours. They have wonderful, wonderful staff. They're super helpful, and like I said, they have everything. Also, some of the best card selection that I've ever seen in Toronto. They have a lot of really good cards.
I love a good
card. Really good cards.
Okay, so that was an adjustment for Natalie and I, because Natalie was a non-card giver.
Oh, you're a card giver.
I am a card guy.
Yeah,
I like a good card. I think card says, first off, it sets up the gift. It also, it tells, it's your chance to tell somebody how you really feel.
Yeah.
See, I'm with Nat. I'm not much of a card guy.
She's a gift girl.
Yeah, Val is a card gal. But I also grew up in a family.
Val the card gal.
I also grew up in a family, though, where my mom would, if she saw one of the stacks of cards, you know how that's on the spinny thing?
Yeah.
Would drop what we were doing, and she would stand there and laugh hysterically for 15 minutes. And it breaks my heart to know that it doesn't matter how funny or I may think I am, I will never be as funny as a birthday card to my mother.
They're really funny. There's some witty ones out there, man.
If you know the good card shops, and I bet that's where my mom's getting hers, because my mom has the funniest Christmas and birthday cards.
Yeah.
I bet she's getting it from there.
Because
that's
general.
The thing, you need a good card selection. Okay.
And Likely Ronci, General. Baby.
So again, like I said, there's going to be a, we found a list from torontoblogs.ca that we're going to repost of Indigenous-owned businesses in Toronto. There's 11 of them, but I know there's more.
Yeah,
so if you want to, can you hit us up in our DMs at Virgin Radio Toronto? We'll repost if you can give us the heads up. And be sure to check out the list because there's some amazing stores. Yes.
There's also a list on our stories as well of Indigenous celebrations and events happening today.
Yes.
You can check it out. So if you're interested in that in your neighborhood, you can go there as well.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Canada is set to ban manufacturing and importing of single-use plastics this year.
Yay!
This is things like checkout bags and cutlery and things in the food service that are made of plastics that are hard to recycle, and ring carriers and stir sticks and all that fun stuff, with the exception of some straws. I guess there's going to be like some restrictions on that, whatever. But you're welcome, turtles. We did it. Do you know that drinking coffee before you go shopping can actually make you spend way more money? Cool study. Researchers offered 300 people a free drink while they shopped, and each person picked between coffee, decaf, or water. And about half of them chose coffee. And in the end, coffee drinkers had spent 50% more money and bought 30% more stuff. So if you're going to the mall, avoid the coffee.
Okay.
They say the caffeine makes you more energetic and impulsive. And the people who drank coffee before shopping bought far more non-essential items than they didn't really need.
I can totally see that. There's something where when you're shopping with like a coffee and you're just kind of walking around, you're like, I'm rich now.
Yes.
I don't know why, but it's just a mood puts you in.
Everyone's a peasant around you.
That's right.
Hey, it's National Indigenous Peoples Day. It's a great day to learn about Indigenous peoples, places, experiences, and culture. We have a great map on their stories that highlights some cool events that you can check out in your neighborhood. Also, we were talking earlier, a list of Indigenous-owned businesses that you can support as well. Not just today, but every day. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
For Lady Gaga tickets, welcome to the Gay Games.
Yay!
Every day at 7:30. Now, Jax, run us through one more time what's happening.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you guys with some incredibly tricky but also fun 2S LGBTQ plus pop culture trivia.
Very exciting.
And if you guys win, like the winner of this is going to decide who's getting the Lady Gaga tickets. And yesterday, TJ was the winner.
Yes, he was.
Oh, man, I didn't even score a point yesterday. TJ was on his game. Now, I didn't stand a chance.
Gentlemen, you have to wait until I say the full question before you answer.
Okay. Now, on the line, winning for us, basically.
Okay.
Somebody, we got a Team TJ person and a Team Adam person. Okay. Producer Leah, who do we have?
We have Tamara for Adam.
Okay.
And Amy for TJ.
Right. Hi, Amy.
All right. They're not on the phone. They're
like, yeah, no,
on hold.
I know. I'm just
on hold right now.
He's just saying hi.
All right, now go ahead, Jax. Question one.
First question. And you buzz in with your names, okay, guys? First question. Eric Stone Street played a hilarious gay father in what hit TV show?
TJ.
Adam.
Oh, did I get
Are you
it?
Sure? Yeah.
No,
Leah?
I think TJ got
TJ?
That.
Okay, yeah.
TJ was Modern Family.
Yay!
I put up my hand and I didn't
you
say
did.
My name.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Class.
Okay.
Idiot.
Question number two, one for TJ. Question number two. This lesbian icon gave the simple command, come to my window.
Adam.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge.
Yay!
Oh, wow. You always nail the music ones.
Yeah,
that is
music.
A deep lesbian cut, Adam. Thank I'm you. Very impressed
Listen,
right now.
Listen, so when I lived in Moss Park, it was right next to Church
Victory
Street.
Speech.
And there
yeah.
was actually a karaoke thing happening
yeah.
right near my old house at the last Pride before
yeah.
the pandemic.
Yeah.
And all afternoon, it was I Kissed a Girl and Come to My Window.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's well, there you go.
An
awesome.
Ally.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three. Which Oscar-winning movie depicts the sexual and emotional relationship between two gay cowboys?
Adam.
TJ.
Adam.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah!
Yep.
All right.
2-1, baby.
See, I told you I was going to score some points today, TJ.
One of my favorite movies.
We're going to fight.
Physically?
Yeah.
All right.
It better be a hot fight. It's Pride, okay?
Sure is.
Okay, so actually that leads me to my next question. If Adam gets this, he wins today.
Okay. All right.
It is Pride Week in Toronto, but it's also Pride Week in what major city?
TJ, New York City.
Ah,
oh my gosh.
That's correct. Yep.
Ally.
Yeah.
I know
it's stuff. Pride Weekend in both major cities.
All right, so it comes down to the last question.
Oh my God.
Okay, guys. She not only had her own talk show, but she was also in the film A League of Their Own.
TJ? Adam.
TJ?
Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Incorrect.
Okay. Adam, you can steal.
Roseanne Barr?
No.
Ah!
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I don't know why I rang that.
Okay, now.
It's you may think that Roseanne is lesbian. She's not. It's Rosie O'Donnell.
She's not?
No.
That's
I
what
don't
I meant.
So,
I
yeah.
meant Rosie. Oh, I'm an idiot.
All right,
idiot.
Guys. All right.
I knew it was an R.
Stupid.
Okay.
Idiot.
I guess Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm mad at myself.
So
I'm gonna go jump in a lake. I've seen that movie. I love that movie.
Okay.
Idiot.
The characters, Callie and Arizona. Have a same-sex relationship in what show?
Callie in Arizona.
TJ, Euphoria?
No.
I have no idea. I
Grey's
don't know
Anatomy.
This. You're asking me? Oh,
come on.
It's a huge
like,
show.
We're going to get a Grey's Anatomy.
No one's Grey's. Ever watched Grey's.
We do not watch Grey's. We don't know.
I don't care. I'm not here for you. I don't care.
All right. Despite TJ and I's best efforts,
okay.
we still don't have a winner.
Okay.
Oh, we need one more.
And you call yourself what? Ally.
I should have had this.
Grey's Anatomy, that was a huge plot line, guys.
Okay.
Get with
all right,
it.
All right,
okay,
fine.
Okay, so one
Give
more
us a softball.
Question, and please get this because I'm running out of questions for today. You should get this.
Yeah.
Which actress was forced to come out last week?
TJ, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah!
Yes! Thank you.
It was horrible.
But let's not applaud. Let's applaud that Rebel came out,
yes.
but not applaud why.
Why,
or
yes.
how.
Yay,
yes.
what a way to win!
Yeah. Hey, oh, whose line is she? Whose line is TJ's
Bottom
winner?
Line. That
Bottom
is
line.
Amy.
All right, hey.
Yay, I didn't disappoint you.
You're going to see Lady Gaga. Happy Pride.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, everybody, let's welcome Theo.
Hi, Theo.
Theo, hello.
Hey, thanks for calling me back, guys. I appreciate this a lot.
No problem, Theo. You sound a little down today. You okay?
Not really. I don't know. I've never been on the radio before, especially for something like this.
Yeah, and you know what? You're really putting yourself out there. Ghosted is not easy. You're admitting to the world that you got ghosted, which is not fun. And then we're trying to find out why. So obviously, we want to talk about, it's Maya, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your history with Maya and then how long ago she ghosted you.
Sure. So, well, I'm starting to really like this beautiful lady by the name of Maya, and we've been dating since May, but have seemed to, you know, we seem to found a nice rhythm kind of with our, you know, just spending time together. We were supposed to see each other yesterday, but she hasn't followed up with me, and my calls started going straight to voicemail, actually. So, yeah, I was hoping you could help me.
Did you last speak this weekend then?
No.
No.
I didn't hear from her at all.
So it's been a minute. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay. So I just, we like to get a timeline, right? Yeah. It's like, how early is this ghosting, yeah. right? Okay, all right. So was there any sort of disagreement, any sort of funny moment that felt off to you before any of this happened?
No, nothing at all. I can't think of anything.
Okay, so with that, what we're going to do is we're going to call her next with you listening on the phone. Let us just play a song first, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, if you're just catching up on Ghosted, Theo's been on. Theo seems like a really good guy and has been ghosted for like a few days now from somebody named Maya that he's been hanging out with. Now, Theo says there's been no real like argument, right? Theo, there wasn't like a weird moment or anything that you think would have led to this.
No, this just came out of the blue. I was supposed to spend time with her yesterday and just didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah, Theo's understandably nervous about this as well, which we get.
Why? These things never go bad.
Yeah. So, Theo, we're going to make the call with her listening on the phone, but one last time before we do. Are you sure you want to make this phone call? Because the answers can be unfiltered and sometimes mean.
Yes, I'd like to know what's going on.
Let's call Maya.
Hello.
Hi, is this Maya?
Yes, this is Maya. Who's calling?
Hi, Maya. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. Hi, guys.
This is cool that we get to meet this way, Maya. How are things? What's going on with you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm a little surprised.
We were surprised to hear some things about you, Maya.
Okay. What's going on?
Are you a ghoster?
Excuse me?
Are you a ghoster, Maya?
No.
There's somebody in your life you stopped talking to.
Someone that you might have smooched, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Theo.
Did my friend call you?
No. Like, no friends. Okay, so I'm going to ask you about, I'm just to be straight. Why'd you ghost Theo?
Are you sure Christina didn't call you?
No, we're sure Christina did not call.
She called me, but it's unrelated to this.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there is a guy, and I didn't talk to him anymore, and it's actually pretty appalling. So,
can you tell us?
Yeah, what happened?
I think he has, like, a wife, and, like, I think I saw him with a kid, and I don't know. I feel like he's lying to me. I think, you know, you mentioned that sort of thing.
Right.
And, I don't know.
That's a serious accusation. How do you know?
Okay, so on Sunday, I had wanted to hang out with him, and he blew me off. He said he was occupied, and I didn't question it. But I was watching a Blue Jays game on the TV. I was at home, and they panned the camera around towards the crowd, and I saw him there. And, like, I was excited to see him, but he was wearing a shirt that said, number one, dad. And, like, he was sitting next to a child. They were both eating ice cream. And, like, Sunday was Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not a dummy. So, like, what the heck? You talk about that. Like, I can't do this liar thing. I'm too, like, it's too important. I'm at a stage in my life where I just can't do that.
Did the kid look cool? Like, does it look like the kid knows karate at least?
I mean, he was like a full kid. Like, I don't know.
I hope so.
Oh, fully fledged kid. Imagine that. All right. This is serious. Theo has been on the phone with us the whole time, Maya. So, Theo, I'm going to bring you on. Can you please, because we all want to know, too, what's going on here?
my God, Maya. I can only imagine what that looked like to you.
Are you someone's papa?
I confess, I have a 10-year-old son, Mikey.
Okay.
I had him with my first girlfriend, and we tried to make it work, but you know, we had to fix facts, so now we just have shared custody over Mikey, and that Sunday was, you know, he really wanted to spend Father's Day at the game.
Okay.
I didn't tell you because, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of him at all, but I was nervous to mention him. Mm. Just, you don't have kids, and once I didn't tell you on our first date, I realized how bad it was going to look if I tried bringing it up on our second date. And it just became this snowball effect. And I'm completely single, but I am a dad. And I completely understand why you don't ever want to see me again. You know, I'm just glad I could be honest with you now. So, bye, Maya. Bye, guys. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Hang on a second.
Maya,
wait.
Maya, what's your reaction to that?
Like, I don't know why you would be nervous to tell me about Mikey. Like, I love kids, and I was really, really starting to like you.
Is there, like, a way that we could reset this? Like a way
fix
that
this
we
all
could.
Up, yeah,
yeah, and really,
it's a misunderstanding. Adam, you've mentioned how awkward it is to date.
Oh my god,
like,
no, no.
You have a little one.
When I was dating, I was having like Bumble or something like that.
Yeah.
And as soon as women found out I was a dad, they'd like just unmatch.
Yeah, it's
they're
hard.
Like, oh, I don't want any of that stepmom drama or whatever.
Whoa.
And then eventually I just put it in my profile.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That way, if you matched with me, then there was no way that you could, you know, there's no way to get around it. So you just come out with it. But yeah. I get Theo's thing here, right? Like, I get it. So, Maya, if we paid for another date, perhaps a Jays game, would you guys consider, like, taking a step forward together? No pressure, whatever, but you could at least try and see how it is knowing that information.
I mean, like, Theo, you're being completely honest with me, right?
Completely.
Because, last time there was a lie that, quote, snowballed. So, is there
any other
snowballs
things?
You want to get off your chest, or are we good?
No, there's nothing else. This is it.
Maya, what are your thoughts?
I am willing to try this again because I do like us hanging out, you know? But I get not wanting to jump in with Mikey, but, you know, maybe down the line, maybe I'll get to meet the little guy.
Yeah.
New mom.
Stop,
no,
man.
That's how it works, guys.
No, it's not.
Stop trying to do that.
I'm sorry for trying to tell you how the real world works,
DJ.
Adam.
All right. So Theo, how do you feel about this?
Of course. I mean, I can't believe you're being understanding about this. It's even more reason to like you. I'd love to take you out again. But...
All right.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yay. Enjoy, guys.
We got there despite TJ's protestations.
Yeah.
Congrats, Mom and Dad.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, we got to get a second swing at this, but I hope there are no more secrets.
No more secrets. Secrets aren't good.
We'll never know. We got two texts from the 647. Aw, okay, he really didn't mean any ill will. He's a good dad, just needs to be open. And we got this other text from the 416. I don't understand these people going on ghosted. Like, I have no idea why they ghosted me. I'm not keeping any big secrets, and there's nothing I don't want to air it on the radio. Meanwhile, he is hiding a whole ass kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, you don't understand until, like, you're in the position, and then you're like, oh, I can't tell them that secret.
Yeah.
Like, yourself,
yeah.
Right?
I'm going to withhold.
We all have secrets.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Welcome to Pump It or Dump It, and it's a very special Pump It or Dump It this morning. If you've never heard Pump It or Dump It before, we take a song, we put it to the test, and you tell us whether you want us to add it to the Virgin Radio playlist full time. Pump it, yay, dump it, nay. This morning it's Beyonce.
Oh.
And there's my email.
Whoa. Read the email.
It's Break My Soul. That's not what the email says. That's the name of the song.
That's a subject line.
Have a listen. Feeling?
I pumped that so hard that when I heard that this morning, I went to the front of the building and I started grinding on the security guard.
Oh, that's great.
That is a fact. I pumped that.
It's an HR violation, so you know.
No, he said yes.
Okay.
He consented. I was there. I was a witness.
Producer Leah, pump or dump?
Oh my God. I can't stop moving right now. No,
right?
I can't stop moving. This whole morning I've been moving. This is a pump if I ever heard one. Wow.
I love this text. You don't dump Beyonce during Pride Month.
That, you know what?
Ooh,
damn right.
Period.
TJ?
Damn right.
I have a feeling that this is going to be a unanimous pump. So with that said, just to be an edgelord.
No.
No, don't do
no.
that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, no, dump it.
No,
yeah,
get
no, we get enough Beyonce.
That's not even
right?
a real dump.
No, it's
no,
dump.
No, if you're going to dump it, you got to stand by it.
No, I don't. I actually pump it.
Okay, yeah.
But I just want to be different.
Obviously, I'm going to pump it. And if anybody does want to dump this, I just got to know. Why?
Yeah,
how?
Why?
Oh, yeah. So we are putting it to the vote. Pump It or Dump It. It's Beyonce, Break My Soul, brand new music as of this morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
The new Beyonce song is on Pump It or Dump It. So
yeah.
Do we like that? Do we not like that? Here's how that sounds. Are you pumping this?
Woo!
Are you dumping this? Good morning, Virgin Radio. What's your vote?
Well, Jax knows me as No Cheese Girl.
No Cheese Girl!
Hey!
Okay.
Should be Giggle Girl.
That's cool. That's cool, guys. That's great that you... What else?
So I like it because it reminds me of back in the day when I was clubbing and like all the Euro that I loved. I don't know. It sounded like it, but then again, she put a new spin on it. So I really like it. Plus, I love... The Queen Bee.
All right.
Yes. Atta girl. No, she's girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It makes me a little uncomfortable that we always call her Queen Bee because a lot of the texts are coming in saying, like, all hail Queen Bee. And it's like, are we pump or dumping a song or are we, like, praising a cult right now?
It sounds a little bit
like the latter.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got, Teach?
Vanessa says, pump, baby, hail Queen Bee. See? From the 905. Pump It sounds like a 90s club track, and
yeah,
I'm old.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got the older vote. I only enjoy dance music when there are actual vocals involved, so this is definitely a pump. That text from Oakville. Do you guys want to hear a text that actually dumps this song?
I do. Okay, I want to know why. Pourquoi?
Sam says, I'm going to say dump it. It has a dance beat with ballad vocals. It sounds like a bad dance remix of an otherwise lackluster Beyonce song.
It's like any David Guetta song. It's just like a hard beat and like,
I thought that's
airy vocals.
Dance music sort of is that, right? Yeah. Like you look at anything Kygo does, it's like something that happened in the past. We broke up and now there's a dance beat behind it. That's what a Kygo song is.
In
that's
a really
the formula.
Airy voice. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Our vocalist from like Norway you've never heard of. Okay, so just looking at the votes here. Producer Leah. You've tabulated.
I have.
I feel like we know where this is going,
yeah.
But give us the percentages.
Shockingly, 11% actually said dump.
Wow!
I know! What's up with you? I don't get it, but obviously the rest is a total pump. And so, yeah, we're going to add it to our roster.
And we're going
to
play it right now. It's brand new music. Beyonce,
yes!
Break My Soul. I didn't ask for permission. I'm just doing it anyway.
Oh, okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, we're pretty much out of here for today. Shannon Burns is taking over. And don't forget that Jax and Shannon have a huge 6-hour Pride Marathon show happening on Sunday on 99.9 Virgin Radio. And it starts at noon. And what are you guys going to be doing?
That's right. It's a Virgin Radio Pride Party. We're going to be playing some humongous dance tracks, celebrating the city, celebrating the world, and also playing some amazing clips of Shannon talking to some huge celebrities about being themselves and living authentically through music. So
that's really cool.
It's also, like, let's be honest, it's... just an excuse to dance as well. It's going to be one of the biggest parades in the world, actually, on this Sunday here in Toronto. So it's going to be wild.
Also today, it's the first day of summer.
Yes.
And we are going to be playing some summer tracks throughout the playlist today. So be listening for that. Producer Leah, who's star of the show?
The star of the show definitely goes out to the Beehive.
Hey,
Beyonce dropped a mega, mega hit, which we will be hearing all throughout the summer. And it's just fantastic. It's got it grooving in the studio, dancing in the studio, and we're going to be playing it on Virgin Radio.
Ooh.
TJ, will you post a dance video?
Yeah, TJ.
Listen, I have grown fearful of one day fulfilling my destiny of breaking the internet, and I just feel like that would probably do it. And I'm scared of that type of power, so I will not be doing that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Thank you
You're welcome.
Looking out for the rest of us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have a great day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.